Hi, my name is Ebony Gonzalez.
My name is Sydney Strait.
My name is Ari Camferuzzi, and today we're talking about police brutality. So what are y'all's points on police brutality?
So I think that the police officers, they need to do whatever they can to protect themselves, so sometimes they have to act accordingly. But I also think they can be too harsh sometimes.
I agree. I also believe that there's two sides to all this, to the stories. For police officers, they do need to protect themselves, but sometimes it's for the suspect, it's not justifiable for the way that the police acts towards them. So there's two sides to it, and I can understand the police and I can understand the suspect, but sometimes the police are too harsh and sometimes the suspects are being violent and the police need to protect themselves.
I agree with y'all. I think that if you put yourself in the police officer's shoes, you gotta feel for them, because it only takes milliseconds before they figure out life or death, and some of them, they have a family they go back to and everything, so they're just doing what they think to protect themselves and the community, but sometimes they are too harsh on the on those suspects. So this actually makes me remember one of the points. Back in July 8th, 2016, there was a shooting during the Black Lives Matter protest where one of the protesters, who's a black individual, and he was seeking out revenge towards white people, and especially white police officers. So he ambushed them and he sniped 12 officers and fatally killing 5. And that was a huge deal. But it turned out that it wasn't that big of a deal as compared to a white person killing a black officer. And although both are really bad cases, it should be fully talked about, not one over the other.
Yeah. Another incident occurred in Chicago, and a police officer was sentenced 81 months in prison for the murder of a 17-year-old in 2014. His particular case, one of countless incidents of police brutality against black Americans, came under national scrutiny after journalists and activists found inconsistencies in police's narrative. The police dashboard camera video was released to the public in November of 2015. It showed the suspect opening fire on the police officer right after stepping out of his vehicle and continuing to shoot him as he lays on the ground.
This also reminds me of an incident that happened on September 1st in 2018 during a traffic stop. Terry is gunned down by an Arlington police officer. Terry is 24 and was pulled over for having an expired temporary tag on his car. During the stop, officers reportedly smelled marijuana in the vehicle. Police video from the scene shows Officer Tran firing to the car as Terry tries to drive away. Investigators later locate a concealed firearm, marijuana, and ecstasy pills in the vehicle. With this story, I can see the police side of on shooting into their car because they don't know what's going to happen. The suspect is a potential threat, and he's also evading the police officers. Some things that can help prevent police brutality are legal consequences and more training for police officers.
Yeah, most of these things are actually coming into play, such as law enforcement. They're starting to have more active shooter drills, and they're using either paintball guns or empty blanks and pipe bombs, which means that they have more stress during these tests, which results into more preparation for the actual event. So if they're stressed out during the practice, they'll know that same feeling once they go into the real life thing, and they'll just be used to it, so it'll be a second nature sort of thing.
Because sometimes police officers in the situation, without as much training as they need, they can get scared and they can make mistakes that sometimes lead to bad things.
Yeah, and that's very true, because they've moved the entry age to being law enforcement to 21 from 18, because a lot of 18-year-olds straight out of high school, they were going into the police force, and I wouldn't really trust an 18-year-old right out of high school getting the legal right to own a gun and patrol. So you're pretty much putting your lives in their hands, and that isn't a smart thing, because they're not used to many of the things that the veteran officers are used to. They're not used to drills, training, and all that, which is one main reason why they up the age. so more mature people would join in.
When it comes to legal consequences, the police officer can either get kicked out of the police force or get bumped down in rank.
Yeah, so police officers and their law enforcement crew, they work as a rank, and the higher you are, the more pay and more more hours you've worked and everything, so you're more experienced. And by bumping them down, it would be not only like lessening their pay, but lessening their like authority over others. And depending on the crime and the severity of it, you can go from just dropping ranks to being kicked out of the academy in general, or even like getting a criminal offense. If you were to, for example, like kill someone, you get charged as just a regular citizen committing a murder, depending whether it was justified or not.
If these legal consequences are enforced, then in the future, police brutality can be prevented.
It can't totally be eliminated, but with the legal consequences and the more training, it can help reduce police brutality. It's been great talking to you. This is Stephanie Gonzalez.
Sydney Strait.
Ari Camfruzzi.
Thanks for listening.